Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The book of Proverbs often personifies wisdom. That is, it treats wisdom as if it were a person. Proverbs 8 is probably best known for personifying wisdom. Does not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She stands in the top of high places, by the way in the places of the paths. She cries at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Proverbs 8, 1 through 3. Similar language is used in our text for today. Wisdom cries without. She utters her voice in the streets. She cries out at the busiest corner, in the openings of the gates. In the city she utters her word, saying, "How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity?" And the scorners delight in scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Proverbs 1, 20 through 23. The inspired writer wants all people to know that wisdom is available to the unlearned and common man, and not just to the elite. The cry of wisdom can be heard by all whose ears are open. It can be heard in the streets, in the openings of the cities, and in the busiest corner of the city. The key is being willing to keep one's heart open to wisdom. Did the wise man have God's word in mind when he spoke of the ready availability of wisdom? We know wisdom comes from reading and observing the great truths of God's word. That was the reason David could say, "Thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts." Psalm 119, 98 through 100. Wisdom, personified as a woman, asks, "How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in scorning, and fools hate knowledge." Proverbs 1:22. The word simple means being open to seduction, too susceptible to evil. Tragically, many people in our day think they are very wise when they are open to every experience, even those experiences which are degrading, debilitating, and destructive. In fact, many in our society are disgusted with people who are not open to everything except absolute moral values. Reading our daily newspapers will show any honest person how dangerous it is to embrace many of the actions and attitudes of modern teachers. Christians must be open to the truth and not to every idea being promoted as politically correct. Wisdom asks how long scorners are going to delight in scorning. The word scorn involves mocking all that is good and honorable. Do I have to tell you how much of this goes on in our society, on television, in our daily papers, in college classrooms, and even from pulpits? Dr. John Sargent, chief medical officer at Vanderbilt University Medical Center, recently scorned people who believe in divine creation. It is very popular in our day to make fun of devoutly religious people. Ted Turner called Christians losers. Scorning truth and righteousness shows just how foolish some people are. They may think they are wise, but they really are otherwise. Wisdom also asks, how long will fools hate knowledge? The answer to that question is very simple. They will hate knowledge so long as they are fools. Solomon did not have in mind the person who is mentally dull, but the one who is hardened by sin. The only way one can cease being a spiritual fool is by embracing God's way of making men wise, that is, by believing and obeying the truth. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.